Good morning, Freddie and Chantel. I do have a brother, an older brother, Brian.
Oh, Brian. Yeah.
How's that relationship?
It's
Brian?
Good. My brother's been very nice, big brother, kindest Aww. Person ever.
Oh, that's good. Because, yeah, brothers can go either way. You know how they get. They can be either way, for sure. Well, thanks so much for calling in. We appreciate it. And keeping us up to date on what's happening with Minneapolis Public Schools. Let's kick it off with spring break. Are we talking about spring break already?
Yeah, spring break was last week. So I hope people had an opportunity to relax, have fun, spend time with family, and do whatever made them happy.
I forgot spring break already happened because it didn't feel like spring. It was like winter break.
Right.
I completely forgot about it. Was there anything anything significant that happened over spring break that is a little bit unusual this year or just normal spring break stuff?
No, I think it was normal spring break stuff. Nothing that came to my attention, but the date is Eid, and I would like to wish a happy Eid and peaceful Eid to our students, staff, families, and members of the listening community who observe.
Great. Thank you so much for that. So let's talk about some listening sessions that are coming up, very important for the students and families with Minneapolis Public Schools. What are the listening sessions that are coming up?
Okay, so this is part of my 100-day plan that we've been talking about. So we will have 7 listening sessions around the city. We want to make sure we have equal access. They'll last about 90 minutes, and they're really going to focus on 3 questions. So what excites you about Minneapolis Public Schools? What's one thing that's working well in Minneapolis Public Schools? And then this is a special question. I've gotten a lot of advice, great information, but if you were the superintendent, what would you change first?
Oh, wow. Nice. So the listening sessions are obviously open to students and families. What are the dates and where can people find out where they're happening?
Okay, so the first date is April 25th, and I will get the rest of the dates. You're going to have a website that should be launched by this Friday that will have the remaining dates, but we're going to start in the end of April and go through May. Give me one second, I'll give you all of those dates.
And this is an opportunity to get to know not only Minneapolis Public Schools up close and personal, but the brand newly minted superintendent of schools, Dr. Lisa Sales Adams.
For sure.
That's correct. And really, I want to have an opportunity to meet people. I want to have an opportunity to listen and learn, but just to get to know Minneapolis better. So it'll be a two-part opportunity.
All right.
Sorry, guys. I don't have those dates right in front of me.
Well, that's fine. You know, there's a lot going on with Minneapolis Public Schools, particularly with contracts and teacher budgets. And you're having to reimagine what's going on with your staff and at Minneapolis Public Schools. How's that going?
Yeah, I will say that this is a really difficult time. We are having to close a minimum gap of $110 million, which is the largest gap that Minneapolis Public Schools has ever seen. So if you think about that, we really tried hard to keep the cuts away from the students, but with a gap this large, that's not possible. So we've really taken the strategy of trying to do more of reduction of opportunities versus total elimination. So we've had quite a few budget meetings. I would recommend that anyone take an opportunity to go to our website, visit our budget page. But you can also go and watch some of our board meetings. It's full of information in the slides and information that we shared with the board. They are there for the community to view.
For sure. And the website, you can go to mpsschools.org and get more information on all of what we're discussing here today as I'm looking at right now. Coming up, there's some holidays that you want to recognize and also some shout-outs, some people that's doing some great things with MPS. Can you tell us who's doing some great stuff, some shout-outs, and some holidays that we need to recognize coming up?
Yeah. So I'd love to start with Girish Bhatnagar. He is a Director of Procurement, Supply Chain Management, and Payroll. Penny Castillo, she is a School Success Program Assistant in Early Childhood Education. The esteemed Gregory Lucas, who is an Assistant Principal at Nellie Stone Johnson Elementary School. Then we have Cameron Whitmer, who is one of our great counselors, and she supports 2 elementary schools, Lake Nokomis and Key Waden. And then last but not least, Nancy Nair, who is a theater and dance teacher at South High School.
Oh, nice.
Shout out to those two. Both great individuals.
All right. We're talking to Superintendent Dr. Lisa Sells Adams on things that's happening with Minneapolis Public Schools. And finally, some holidays that we need to recognize coming up that you guys going on, have going on or coming up anyway?
Yep. So I have the holidays and I actually have the dates for the listening sessions too. So this month we're celebrating National Volunteer Appreciation Week, April 14th through the 20th. And we know that our district and our classrooms run more smoothly because of our dedicated volunteers. And a heartfelt thank you to all of you. And then the following week is After School Professional Appreciation Week, where we highlight the work of our after school professionals. That's April 22nd through the 26th. And thank an administrator if you see one on Wednesday, April 24th. That is Administrative Professional Day.
So a big, big month of April. And it's really, you know, it's all about the people, isn't it?
It is all about the people and the relationships.
What kinds of activities are you planning to do in recognition of these specific events and people?
Well, those are going to take place at the school, so there'll be different activities in recognition across the district.
Wow. Will the students and the faculty have an opportunity to see you show up at some of the high schools and elementary schools?
You know what? I am a little bit past 2 months in. I've already been to 24 schools.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, so they will certainly see me. I will continue to get out. That has been certainly the highlight of me becoming the new superintendent, so I will continue on that trajectory.
On a world MPS tour. That's what
that's
that is.
Right.
That's right.
I love it. Always a pleasure, Superintendent Dr. Lisa Sells Adams. Any final thoughts before we wrap up?
Yeah, I did want to share those dates. So for the listening sessions, the first one is April 25th. Mm-hmm. Then we'll have another listening session on April 27th. There'll be another one on May 6th, May 9th. We'll have two sessions on the 16th. One will be virtual. Mm-hmm. And then the last one will be May 20th. But again, we will have our website up and loaded this Friday so people can go on to our website and they can select anyone that they want to select.
All right. Well, thank you so much. We always appreciate you stopping by. I didn't see you in studio this morning. That was a surprise. We wasn't sure.
I'll be there next time.
Okay.